Blog Talk Radio.
I'm going around the horn. Make your go-no goes based on the data you have printed LOS. I see we got it back. Give you another few seconds.
We're going fine.
Okay, retro.
Go.
Fido.
Go.
Guide.
Go.
Control.
Go.
Telcom.
Go.
GNC.
Go.
Econ.
Go.
Surgeon.
Go.
Capcom. We're go to continue PDI.
Ghostwriter Paranormal Radio got to EVP night, yet another in the continuing saga and series here, and had a good show tonight talking to my good friends. Oh, I'm jumping right in ahead of myself. I've got my voice still has to come on and introduce me, but you know who I am. Anyway, I've been a busy man. So let's listen to it. I'm waiting on myself here. My psychic self, my higher self.
Coming to you live from the Haunted Studios in Shingle Springs, California, this is Ghostwriter Paranormal Radio with your host, John Almada.
Ha! I'm in stereo now. Anyway, hey, got a pretty good crew here. We got Anastasia and her and Mom. Let me see if she's dialed in yet. I expect to see the number in there anytime. Bill M. Tracer. I'm sorry. There's an M there. Let's see. We've got Blue Edge Radio. Oh, Renee, I got your email and wanted to talk to you about our case over in Stockton. Yes, I did see it, so I'm going to talk to you about that. For those of you who don't know who Renee is, she's Blue Edge Radio, and she's written an interesting article on 11/11, and it's going to be in Taps Paramagazine. And yes, she's a member of my team. She's so cool, and she's a great remote reader. So definitely check out her Blue Edge Radio site, and if she's good enough, she'll post the links to her excellent websites that she does, and maybe she'll pop them in there. Hey, Johnny Baby. Yeah, that's me, John Baby. Let's see, we got Kathy from Kathy's Distant Echoes, my other, I wouldn't even say co-host. She's just like a compadre, partner in crime, creator of spiritual things, and an all-around wise spirit woman. She's out there hanging out with us, and a big kiss to her. And Disgruntled Dan, he's always here as a regular. Good to see you, my friend. Grab your chair, pull it up, because we're going to do some EVP tonight. Dominica Amode, my darling, big kiss for you. And yes, we've got the spirit ship ready. Let's get going here. Old Crow, good to see you. You're a regular in the house, too. Grab your chair. Paul Edra de Montador from the Carassi Pond. He is here with us, and he is a blog talk radio host in his own right and an amazing psychic himself. And yes, we're looking for the gold, my friend. We've got the whites detector. We're going to be looking for that stuff. And let's see who else we have. Gabriel just showed up, popped in the door, you know, and I saw him run right by. It was just amazing to see how fast that guy can move. Philly Fever is with us, and I take it you're in Philadelphia, and God help you if you've got a fever. And Pontifex, you were in the last show here about a half hour ago or so, and you were asking some great questions. So Anyway, we're going to be doing EVPs tonight. You know the drill. I've got a whole set of different amazing devices that I have found from my travels. So I even have a nature disc. And I play that now at the half-hour mark. That signifies it's time for everybody to go do their break, if you will. And it'll help get things going, you know. So we have the nature disc. And Spencer Hughes, my friend from Fox Across America, brought back the all-powerful Radio Shack hack radio. So I've got that ready. We're going to do a little work with that. The call-in number is 646-478-0377, or you can Skype in whichever way you want to do it. How you get here is your own choice, but if I see you in the dial-in lines waiting to talk, we'll do a reading for you on air. The drill we do there is a one-minute read where we'll have two or three questions asked, and it takes me about 15 minutes, maybe sometimes a little less, to go through that and analyze that and save everything off. And generally, when I remember to get to it, I do send these things out, and I'm horribly remiss in not having sent out the other stuff. We've been through quite a time. I am guilty of a great sin. I have gone out on a case with Spencer this weekend, and I did not protect myself, and something came home with me. And so, not only something, but someone, and we have had quite a time of it, and I'm going to be getting rid of that. As a matter of fact, I'm going to be talking to Renee about that after the show and see what she can see, because as many of you know, I'm clairaudient, and that means I can hear spirits, usually better at night. And what I've been hearing is a man and a woman talking, and I believe the woman is Anna. And the man, I'm not sure of, but I'm catching bits and phrases of Anna, and what I did clearly hear her say, the clearest thing I've heard so far is, "Can you hear me?" And she's really getting kind of insistent on wanting to talk. So seems like they're not the problem. I think I brought another spirit home, and the way you can tell is you are very tired. You're you don't want to talk to anybody. You're kind of down. You're kind of in the dumps. And so I did some saging work tonight, and I'm going to be going out to a little store that I get supplies from and getting a few other goodies, sea salt, and doing some stuff with mugwort and other things I've been trained in, and because I knew better. But unfortunately, when you get along so far in life, sometimes you think you know better. And then you get your butt kicked, and then you go back to basics. So that's what I'm going to be doing. Anyway, let's see. We have a pretty good crew going there. And so I thought what we would do is maybe I would try talking to Anna tonight, our local spirit. This is her show tonight. We're going to do a little work with Anna. And then if any of you dial in, I see Judith has dialed in. Hello, Judith. Just raise your hand anytime if you want to talk. So, in the other show, Anastasia and her mom are talking. We're talking about a room that they have with cold spots, and I was recommending some various things. First, rule out the obvious. Look for any potential windows, leaks through the windows, things like that, ventilation problems, that kind of thing, to rule out any cold spots. And then you could move into the realm of, is it a paranormal type thing? And if so, you may want to, even though you're spiritually aware, bring in also a paranormal team to take a look at it and see what you may have, and do some EVP work, and then see, and then take it from there and try to figure out where to go with it. So that's just something I see going on there. No, well, we got a caller. We got a I think 847, but the hand is not up, so I'm not going to answer until I see a hand up there. I've learned the hard way that a lot of folks just dial in to listen in, so I'll wait for a hand to come up, and then I'll do that. Anyway, so why don't we get this show on the road, and let's see. Boy, a lot of people popping in tonight. Hey, good Lord. We got Priestley Marie Ann. Oh, and I know who that number is. It's Priestley. And I'm sure she's just sitting there laying on her couch, as I remember last time. And so we got a whole bunch of folks in. Let's go ahead, and I'm going to do a little let's pull the ovulus out. I've been saying I'm going to do it. Now I'm going to plug this puppy in and see what we get. And we'll do a
Liptonary Glory Ghost.
Ghost.
List. Moon.
List Moon. That was
Ray.
Okay, so I'm going to turn that down, and then I'll start with a series of questions. So it was already telling me we had a ghost on property here. Who's so popular? I don't think I'm very popular. Hell, I'm just this guy, a mostly confused man trying to figure things out. And just sitting here on the West Coast in a very cold place. And we avoided the snow, by the way, guys. It snowed only 100 feet higher than me here. So I saw all the news crews going by on the way to work the other day and looked up the hill and went, oh, my God, it darn near got down to us. And it was about 6 inches of snow. So we got lucky. We just got rain, and it was a little bit cold. So, yeah, I think, Kathy, you're right. Excuse me. I think it did say shh. So here we go. We're going to go ahead and do some Obelisk, and I'll be talking to Anna and see if it's her or find out if we got a name of somebody else. So 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin to record. Okay, Anna, or whoever it is, if you can say your name or who you are, please do so.
Need second. 7, 10. Stretch. Huge. Set out. Follow.
Okay, I'm going to... Now, what I'm learning to do with the ovulus, Dominica is asking the question. Oh, I'll get to that in a minute here. Let's go ahead and get a question out for this other second question. Are you the one that came back with me from the graveyard the other day? And if you are, why are you here?
Mommy. Sickly. Track. 30. Say. Time. Trap. Pain.
Okay, I'm going to stop it there. So, you know, this is going to take a little less time since we're not doing such big-time EVP work here. Yeah, let me do a little work on my monitor here. Here we go. So we are, what we're going to do, and I don't see any hands up here, so let me go ahead and run back to the first question, which was for Anna. And I'm just going to play back a few of these, starting at 9 seconds through 15.
Mm-hmm. Second heaven.
Need second heaven.
Need second heaven.
Now, hang on a second, guys. I'm getting some paper. That's the one thing I always forget is the paper. Here we go. So, need second heaven. Now, that's interesting. Now, if I were a spirit who followed me home from a graveyard, if it was an earthbound, and I said, need a second, it could be, if you put need a second and the word heaven, it might mean that they're trying to get crossed over. And if they're trying to hang with me to get my attention, which they very much did because I'm such a wiped out mess from the whole thing, I would not be surprised at what's going on. Now, let me get the last part of this here. And let me move the chat room so I can see what's being said here. Okay, we got several more words here. Four. I'll go with four here.
10. Stretch. Cute. Fragile.
And I'm not sure if that third one said beard. I'm going to go back to that.
Cute. Fragile. Cute. Fragile.
I'm thinking that's saying feared and subtle. So, gin, stretch, feared, subtle. Now, I don't recognize the word gin as being something I would normally... Here, the rest of them, if I read this right, need a second heaven, Jen may be a name, and stretch could be a reference to time, stretch, feared, settle. So they may be fearing being stuck over a long term, over a long stretch, which would be a good way to interpret this, I think. And let me see what the chat room is saying here. I don't know. I don't know about stretch to death, but I think this is more about the long stretch of time being stuck. Let me get the last word on this one and see what we get here. The final word was, I didn't get to that.
Hello. Hello.
Sorrow. So there is definitely, that's interesting to get these, this is an art form trying to interpret this, to say the least, and definitely not scientific at all. But what I think I'm seeing is they are trying to go and be crossed over. So I think what I may do tomorrow is actually do a crossing over here right on property and see if somebody can maybe help some of these folks out. I've thrown them somewhat out of the house. You know, I told them that they could come through the wires, and that was about it to do the work with me tonight. But I've got to have some rest because, man, I'm telling you, when they come in, it takes its toll. You cannot be around paranormal energy all the time. It definitely has a detrimental effect on human health. You have got to have some break time. We're just not meant for this. And let me see. The second one, I was basically looking to see who this might be. So we had a few here, so I'm going to play the first three of the second set.
Mommy.
Whoa.
Security. Direct.
Money, 60, and I always hate that direct. I wonder what that, now that I'm recording these, let's see.
Direct, 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 direct.
Direct, I think it means direct. Money, 60, direct. I don't know what that has any relevance on, but let's see if it makes sense in the larger pattern. We'll take the next three.
Purity.
Purity.
Say.
Say.
Time. Purity. Say. Time. Purity.
Okay, purity, say, time. Let's get the last part. And there's two more.
Trapped.
Trapped.
Pained. Trapped. Pained.
Pained.
Trapped.
So
pained.
What we're getting references to is the first set was Need a Second Heaven, Jen Stretch Feared Settled Sorrow. And I really think that that really is a kind of a screwy way of saying what I believe to be a person named Jen, could be Jenny, is fearing a long stretch and being settled in and where they're at. So basically, if they followed me here trying to get out of this, that makes sense. The second set was a little less clear. Money, 60, direct. Purity, say, time, trapped, pained. So what I really think is this is the trapped and pain jumps right out at me in time. That kind of harkens back to the first set. I really think it is a trapped spirit that's just trying to get out of this and wanting to cross over. And if you've listened to me before, you know how I like to tell them to go to a funeral home. So I'm going to try, I'll try crossing them over directly, and then if they don't want to do that, I'll give them the option and they can figure out what they want to do. But that is strange. Let me see if we got any callers in. No, nobody with their hand up, so we're just going to continue forward. Let's look at the chat room, see what's going on. Some people are saying it's a confession. See, Kathy is saying it's one thing to have a ghost in your house, Dom, but it's another when they're needing your energy, ghost investigations to communicate. That's exactly right. I mean, that's the problem I've got going on here. I've kind of committed a bit of a faux pas in not paying attention to my individual energy, and that seems to be a problem a lot of ghost hunters get into. And then we don't realize it at the moment, and then we start noticing slowly we're always tired. We're always kind of under the weather. And so in the last show, I was talking about it because it's a valuable lesson. You know, this is, I've made a mistake. I've gone over the line. Excuse me. And the next step is to what to do about it. And so, you know, I've taken the first step, which is I sage the house. And Frank, that's interesting you would say that, because one of the two, I think, is of the two men on the property, I think has the name of Frank. So very good, Paul. Yeah. We have two men who we believe one or both were involved in Annabelle's death in some way. And we think that they're trapped here on the property. We have another individual to the south side of the property who likes to walk along the pathway occasionally with me. And it's an especially eerie feeling when you're walking through the dark, because it's a good 450 feet to the ranch house, between the ranch house and my place. And I've had plenty of strange experiences. When it first started happening, this guy would walk right, and it was a guy, I'm sure of that, would walk right next to me, and it got eerie, and I finally ordered him 20 feet off. I couldn't take it. So, and Denise in Florida has arrived. Hello, Denise. And so I basically was saying to him, yeah, if you're going to walk with me, 20 feet, that's the rule. Just stay over, you know. And so it's gone on for many, many years, and he's not as regular now, whoever this is. He never really has revealed himself. It's not the other three spirits, but we definitely have this fourth person, and it's a guy. And we think he's buried up on the southwest side of the property. We found a big mound of rocks. And that's what they did around here. When somebody would die, they would bury them in a big, they'd bury them, and then they'd put a big mound of rocks over, and there would be no marker hardly, if they did, it was rotted away. And so then trees grew up through that, and so there's this, you know, there's these rock piles, and you see them all through the gold country out here. You know, it's the oak trees, scrub oaks grow right through them, and then people don't realize they've got bodies on their property. And we went to have the property cleared, and the bulldozer operator was real skittish. He was going, I don't want to mess with that, because my mother wanted it cleared off. And he goes, no, that's a grave. I don't mess with those. And he was real, you know, and that's when we found out all about this. So definitely a lot of that around here, and I've seen plenty of it in my travels through, outdoor ghost hunting all through here. So let's see. Denise is saying, oh, hello to everybody. She's good. It's good to see her. She's always a sweetheart. She comes popping on in. So. And Dancer 999999 is coming in. The Boogeyman is here. 7167 is here. And so July, I wonder if it's July 1st, 67. I'm a July baby myself. You know, good cancer's got to stick together, man. And let's see. how many we got into there. Oh, good. Quite a few. So anyway, good to see everybody. So what I'm going to do is I've got this recorded. I don't know if I want to save this one off again. I'm going to ask folks to come up with a set of questions. And we got another caller without a hand up, the 604 area code. I do see you out there. And let me see if there's any more. And just make sure. 604, if you do want, you do have a hand up. Okay, good. So what I'll do is I'm going to get prepped for you. And that's what I wanted to see. And let's see. 953. We'll go ahead and do some work there. Let me go ahead and get the little yellow bird Sylvania computer to pop you on the air here. All right, caller, you are on the air, 604.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, pretty good.
Good, Michael here.
Oh, hi, Michael.
Hi, I'm Pontifex in the room there, because I had to change my name. I wore it out, so nobody wouldn't be able to click on my profile, so I had to go to a different name. Okay, so that's what that's about.
All right.
Yeah, with this thing that you guys are talking about, the bodies on the property, you're saying that's been going on for years, huh?
Well, this is Gold Rush country, and what happened in 1849, 9 miles from here, is where John Marshall William Marshall and John Sutter were operating out of the town of Coloma, and that's where gold was discovered in California, and that's what started the whole westward crazy rush, you know, when discovered gold. So this area, from only a few settlers to literally tens of thousands of people overnight, and then over the course of several years, they spread out over the whole state, and the ground was just worked almost to death finding gold. And so these people were dying right and left, and there was violence, and, you name it, it happened out here. It got crazy. And so, an awful lot of dead people. And,
wow.
Yeah, everything from violence to the Chinese laborers and settlers who were brought in. to do different things here conventional settlers just dropping dead for whatever reason, and they plant them where they dropped.
Well, so do you find that there's a lot of like the hauntings like you're talking about? That must happen a lot down there then, I guess. Eh?
Yeah, it's a regular feature. I mean, if you go to Marshall, Gold Discovery Park is just a treasure for haunts. It's absolutely chock-a-block full of ghosts, and I've done many missions into there where we've had multiple phenomena.
Wow.
I've been threatened, been told off, called all kinds of names. At the same time, I've also had them begging me to help them cross over. And,
wow, that's wild.
Oh yeah. I mean, It's crazier than heck. I'll see if I can dig up one of them to play after the break here.
Mm-hmm.
But what we'll do is, what generally happens is if I go into a new haunt, they don't know me, the mm-hmm. spirits. I'll walk in, and what'll happen is invariably I'll get the curmudgeon who gives me a hard time about it and starts threatening me and all that. I'm kind of used to it, but. The ones that I've worked with for a while, they know who I am, and they know I'm not there to try to take advantage of them, and I'm just trying to help. And then you get on good terms. And so now some of the ones that are there, more often than not, I don't get bad stuff now. It's more of they're really thankful that I'm there and I'm nice to them.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of investigators are very demanding and just don't have any sensitivity to these folks, and they're people.
Right. Yeah. I can see that.
Yeah, so...
Uh-huh. So, with tonight's topic, or doing these, you've got that box thing that talks to spirits or something there, right? What do you call that?
Yeah.
Thing? Yeah.
That's the ovulus.
That's the ovulus. Oh, okay. Well, I was going to either go with the flow and sort of maybe think about the properties, or if you needed a hand down there, maybe investigate that with you tonight, and or since it was so interesting last time with St. Germain, is go back to this Avebury thing. What do you think?
Well, I'll tell you what, why don't we do a little bit of each? We
okay.
could do a
hey,
quick,
okay.
quick ovulation, and then maybe we could do a quick break, and then come back and we could hit the can hit it with the shack box. What do you think?
Okay.
So,
okay, well, what would be your main sort of focus then with the, what's your main sort of question or thing that you're trying to find out with the what's on the property or whatever? What's your goal there? Like what would we need?
What I think I've got a fair idea of that we have a spirit, based on the first session here tonight,
mm-hmm.
is a spirit here who is basically scared and trapped, because the word trapped and pained came through.
Uh-huh, that's why I was called to it. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, and that's what I think we have. Now, I'm reaching out here because I've never heard the word djinn uttered by this system before. And the word djinn came out. So I'm beginning to think that we've got one of the spirits that came over from the cemetery where we were at, which is down the road from me about 4 or 5 miles.
Mm-hmm.
I think that that's probably what happened here, and she's probably not altogether, too knowledgeable about how to deal with the living, and she's just kind of coming in. And I think that's part of what's happening. I also was... threatened there. We had an EVP when I did the analysis the next day. One of the EVPs was basically told me, and I mean, it was clear. It said, don't do any more EVPs there. And
right.
It said EVP clear as a bell. So I kind
of think that would have been the fourth one that you saw or something, the fourth guy or whatever?
No, the fourth guy is on property all the time. This all started the minute I did the Saturday investigation, and then everything went to hell in a handbasket around here.
Right.
So yeah, it was definitely an eye opener. I mean, I've got my butt kicked by this, and you have to learn to know when something like this is happening. You've got to learn to stop and assess mm-hmm. what's happened, and then step back and go, okay, I got to deal with this. So,
okay.
But I do think this woman. I think it's a woman, and I think she's definitely one of the ones.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that she's the only one. I think that we have more. So what I would say would be. Probably, if you want to ask the questions, I'll
sure.
open up the. What we'll do is a standard deal. I'll
okay.
start the recording off, have you ask, and then basically we just go quiet and let it talk, and I'll let it run for maybe 15 seconds.
Okay.
And then just have the second question, and then we'll just stop after the second question.
Two questions.
And then I'll stop. So
okay.
Let's go ahead and do it. Let's go ahead. We're going to go 5, 4, Three, two, one. Okay, Michael. Start
space.
Asking.
Okay. I'd like to call in Archangel Michael for protection and light and Saint Germain. Talking to the spirits, asking the spirits to come forth and explain to us what transpired on the property.
Beast. Energy. You. Angel. Fire. 11. 40. Shepherd. Giraffe.
Okay. I'm going to stop there. Now,
Well, that's wild.
Let's go with that one. I was going to jump to the second, but I want to just tackle it right here, and
yeah.
Then we'll do another session. So let me just play this. Here we go. Okay.
Beast. Energy.
Okay, that first one, I want to hear that. Okay.
Least. Least.
Least. That's it. Least.
Or priest.
Or is it priest? Hey.
Least.
Priest.
Okay. Least.
Okay.
Least.
Priest.
Least.
I'm hearing least.
Okay. We'll go with yours.
Yeah, let me try the set of three here now, and I'm going to put it on replay.
Energy. You. Angel. Energy. You. Angel. Energy.
Okay, energy either energy you and either angel or angle, and I'm thinking it's angle.
I thought I heard angel, but okay. Okay.
Okay. Let me try. Let me play that back.
Angel, 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 angel.
Yeah.
Angel.
Either or.
Good.
Yeah.
I'm going to put angel or angle, and it's not known for being the most friendly speech synthesizer. So I'm going to lean to the angel more than that. But I'm just going to point to that. But I'm going to leave angle as a possibility.
Yeah.
Okay. Now let's go with the second set of three.
Fire.
Fire.
11.
11.
40. Fire. 11. 40. Fire. 11. 40. Fire.
What do you think that last one is?
11.
Fire.
40.
Right there. I don't 40. Know if that's awful.
It's 11. 40. Fire.
40.
40. Oh, 40. 40. 40. 40. 40. 40. 40. Okay,
yeah,
that 40. Makes sense. Fire, 11:40.
Yeah, 11:40, fire, I thought I heard. Yeah, in that order.
Now, on this property, a long, long time ago, when this was all the properties around here were actually on just a much larger ranch.
Mm-hmm.
And roughly in the 40s sometime, there was a fire that burned, basically just burned this entire area to a crisp. And very few trees survived it, and we are dealing with the aftermath of that. Even to this day, there's a lot of the trees are weakened that grew up out of the oak stumps, and that's why we're having a lot of problems with our existing oaks.
Mm-hmm.
So fire 1140, that makes some sense to me. It's like somebody is making an observation. Let's try these last two that we have.
Shepherd.
Shepherd.
Giraffe. Shepherd.
Trapped.
Giraffe. Shepherd. Giraffe.
Trapped. So,
least trapped in the fire? Yeah.
Least energy U angle, fire 1140, shepherd trapped. And I would say that it was not uncommon to have sheep and cattle out here. This was mostly rural farms and ranches,
right.
And so I think it could have been. I'll have to check into it to see if it was a sheep ranch out here at one time.
Mm-hmm.
But that makes sense that there would have been. It makes sense on some of this. So I. Beginning to wonder if this is one of these local spirits is coming through and talking about what happened to them.
My question is, with the animals, wouldn't they know not to run the other way if they sense fire?
Well, the animals would, but if you had fences, we find traces of the old fences all over here.
Mm-hmm.
And
okay.
So yeah. They would have been.
They were trapped. Okay.
Yeah, they would have been trapped. And the kind of brush and things we have in Manzanita that burns at the when it burns so hot you can't believe it.
Right.
And
right.
You have a firestorm, which is real common in the Sierras. The wood literally explodes and actually will increase the fire strength significantly. And so it's not uncommon to see some of these wildcat fires with 200-foot flames out here.
Wow.
So, we've seen plenty of fires out here in the High Sierra, right on down to the foothills, that just scare the hell out of you when you see them, and for good reason. So we've had them where we had fire right off to the west side of our property, and CDF planes were coming over, and we could look right in and see the pilots, and they were coming over and dropping fire retardant, and we were jumping up and down because, yay, they're saving our house. You know,
right.
So, but, yeah, that's how it gets here.
Uh-huh.
All right, let's try one more session here, and then we'll go into a brief break. So let's go ahead and do another question. I'll start off. And, as a matter of fact, I'm going to restart this session here with this thing because it's every so often Audacity gets weird on me. So here we go. Okay, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Question?
Okay, asking any of the spirits that are in need of help, how and what do we need to do to help you?
Okay, here we go.
Chap Harry. Steel. Angel. Ten. Religion, sacred, two, marine line, nurse, row, 40 pound, beast, best. 60. Raptor. Look.
All right. That seemed to, that was interesting.
Wow, that was a long one. Well,
I let go because it seemed to be really relevant. And
uh-huh.
Let's try the first three. That went with, let me just check a couple of things. Let's see. Okay, the first three were
Shepherd.
We had Shepherd before.
Still. Angel.
Okay.
Angel. Shepherd, still, angel.
Yeah, it's like whatever this shepherd is about is, it's like that was in the other session. I mean,
mm-hmm.
We had that second session, and they were back to back. So
yeah, it's definitely carried into it. Yeah.
Yeah, and so here we go with the next set of three.
Jen,
that's the same name.
Religion, sacred, Jen.
Okay, so definitely, if I didn't know any better, I'd say we're getting almost like Christian references here.
I'm feeling something else. Yeah, it's older religion.
Okay.
Christian, but older. There's like, yeah, it's
like pagan
or something Yeah, I'm getting older.
Okay, yeah. Let me try. Yeah. Let me try this second set.
Two. Marine line, two.
Marine line.
Marine line, two. Marine line, two. Marine line, two.
Steel red line.
That's
what? Steel red line. Red line. It's like...
I know the red line. The red line is the archangel line, the dragon line. It's one of the vortex lines. Wow, that relates all back to Avebury.
That's wild.
I know.
Okay, let's try the second two here. 42 through 45 seconds.
Nurse. Earl. Nurse. Earl. Nurse.
Nursed Hill. Nurse Hill. Hill the Hill.
Nursed.
Yeah, Nurse the Hill.
No, that's Hill. Second, well, I don't know what that second word is. I got nurse, but.
Hill. Hill. Hill.
Is that
Ill.
Growth?
Nurse the ill.
Let me try.
Hill. Hill. Hill.
I'm
hill
hearing,
or hill.
It's yeah. Like grow or grow. I've never heard it say bro. There's bro. I'm just going to say grow.
Girl, eh?
It's
nurse and the girl. Yeah, that makes sense. Nurse, girl. Jen, nurse, girl. Okay.
Nurse, girl? That could be it, too.
Yep.
So I'm going to put nurse, bro, girl, grow. And let me try that one more time and see.
Girl. Sure.
Girl.
Yep.
Girl. You know what? I'm going to settle on girl.
Yeah, that's what they're saying in chat room. Yep.
Okay, so let's take the next three. Because I let this go a while, but it was worth it. There was just really some stuff in
there. 40 pounds.
40 pounds.
Least 40.
At least 40.
Pound.
Pound.
Least.
Okay, so at least 40 pounds, agreed. I mean, that's pretty clear.
Okay.
Let's go to the final three here.
West.
West.
Security. Back door.
And is that
that's
record?
Where he loses me. Yeah.
Back door. Back door.
Left
door. Back door. Left door.
Left door. Laughter. Laughter or left or? I don't know. That's my
back door. Raptor.
Or raptor.
Raptor. Raptor.
Raptor.
Raptor.
Raptor.
Dragon.
Back door. You know what? That could be back door.
Back door. Yeah.
West 60 back door. Let me try that again.
Raptor. Raptor. Raptor.
Back door. Or laughter.
No.
It's hard to say, but I'm leaning to back door. I'm going to write down laughter, though, and raptor. I'm going to have to look up what the words are on this thing and see what the back door makes more sense. West 60 back
or
door.
Or trap door. I just written trap door.
Yeah. Hmm. I'll write down. That's the one that's kind of the see what else is left on there. Did we have? Well, we had one last word. I can't tell what that is at all.
I'm hearing oink.
That's what I heard, oink. Funny because the neighbors who were here just left or moved away and they had pigs.
That's
the weirdest thing. I mean, I'm basically, you know, at the computer side. As I open the door, go outside my little puzzle I'm in here. I hear. I want bacon. You know. Oh, but Paul is saying bored.
Boink
or bored.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, but I think that what this is saying, shepherd still angle, Jen religious sacred feel red line, which you were talking about that being a sacred like a ley line type thing.
Yeah, it's a grid line. Yeah.
Grid line. Nurse girl, 40 pounds at least. Whatever this pound, they seem to be talking about numbers here.
Yeah.
Authoritatively, 60 is coming through again. West 60 back door. And if we went west 60 paces back door, that heads right out into the area where we found so much stuff. As I've plowed through there, and that's basically a garden area now that I'm going to be digging in it again, putting in the garden. And then we got the oink thing and the west go back door, laughter, raptor, trap door. I'm still thinking back door. So I'm pretty sure that this Jen person is, if it's Jen, I think this is the woman I'm thinking about, and she seems to be coming in. This is the second time the name is mentioned.
Mm-hmm. I'm getting something like is the name related to the name or something related to like a hospital or as far as a nurse goes or a name of an old mine that was called nurses something along those lines.
Well,
and,
you know,
And then yeah. there's that 40 pounds, it says 40 pounds at least.
Yeah, that
so there's like 40 pounds of gold in there or something, big nugget or something.
That happened. I'll be definitely out in that. Be doing this.
I'll come help you dig.
I'll be buying a sailboat and I'll be doing the tow by satellite feed out in the Pacific, definitely from place to place, going, hey man, great town out here. I don't know. I mean, it would be really lovely to have 40 pounds of gold right now, but I just don't know what to make of this.
That's really oddball stuff.
It is strange, but, you know, there are many, many areas around California where the old settlers would, especially the Chinese laborers, would have gold pokes. And they had a kind of an occult system for burying their gold, and they would bury along fence lines or large geographical landmarks. And if you knew a little bit about how they fought, a lot of people made a lot of money going around with metal detectors and just digging at these places and have walked away. My uncle, who is long since passed, made in one weekend $40,000 in gold that he found.
Wow.
Yeah, just following what he was told by some old Chinese fellas that from his day. And so, anyway, I'll tell you what. Why don't we go ahead and take a brief break? Give everybody that hot time. You all know too. So we're going to do that, and so I'll put you on hold for just a little while. Okay.
Okay. Okay.
And we will be back. So with that, I'm going to put him on hold, and I think there we go. And all of you out there who are listening in on our little exploration into the spiritual world of here, I thank you very much. Let's see if we can find some good music sitting around here. And I've got a little special surprise for when the end of the show. And yes, I will extend if somebody says the word extend. All they have to do is type the word extend, and I will extend. So someone should say extend. That's the code word, extend. Can you say extend? I don't know if you can. We're 60 feet west of your back. Ah, someone said extend. Look, Priestly Marie beat everybody. Ah, oh my God. Let's see. Let me find a good bit of music to play for you guys, and then we'll. I'm looking through here. I've got. We'll do the Cops remix. Here we go. So we'll be back. This is Ghost Rider Paranormal Radio. We'll be back in about 6 minutes.
For a Scooby snack?
Bad boys, bad boys. What you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you?
Would you do it for a Scooby snack?
What you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you? Bad boys, bad boys. What you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you?
Are there any spiritual entities who wish to speak with us here at the bookstore? If so, please go ahead and
hang the streets of room.
GRI is filmed on location by the men and women of Ghost Rider Investigations. All cases are suspect until proven genuine through scientific analysis and testing. Listening to Ghost Rider Paranormal Radio coming to you from the studios in Shingle Springs, California, live on blogtalkradio.com.
My good friend Teresa Marie just popped in with a message, and she believes that the entire show is a message from angels, and what I've gotten is a need, Second Heaven, Genesis feud, Satan, Shepherd, Trapped, Fire, Shepherd, Still Angel, Sacred Gem, Red Line. Yeah, I really do think you're right. We've had a lot of angelic references since about December here, and I, you know, as Kathy has talked with me over the over the eons, it seems like it's been so long and it's gone so quick. I believe that we are getting some attention from on high and definitely getting a lot of help here. As a matter of fact, it's funny, just as you were, you sent me that Priestley, I got quite the sensation, and my stomach got significantly better. I felt, I've been feeling all tight, you know, real hard to breathe, real just kind of felt off, and I feel a lot better. And so, you know, between some of you who I asked for a little help with in the earlier show, kind of letting this move on, I tend to think that probably you're getting a little bit of help there. Anyway, third eye kicked on too, and I still feel a little bit there going on. I definitely think we definitely got some good guys here. I've got all the static emitters on here in the studio. I have my my globes of power. I've got the north one and the west one operational. The crystal ball is sitting here. We got the what else do we have? We got the ovulus. I just turned it off. I'm going to switch over to the good old standby here, the Shack Hack box. All of $30. It's amazing how this stuff. You know, you buy all this expensive gear, and then a little $30 radio turns out to be a great piece of equipment in your inventory. And one little simple mod, and you've got yourself an instant ghost box. Isn't that stuff cool? I don't know, you guys. Anyway, let me see what we got in the dial-in. I think we got our friend Michael, who I'm kind of relieved he changed his name to the other name there to Pontifex, because he had that other name. I couldn't. I was like, oh, geez, you know, you try to read it and you're like, oh yeah. So much easier to read that. I was like the artist formerly known as Pontifex. Here we go. So we're going to bring him back.
Yeah, that was pretty funny. Yeah. They were actually Hebrew letters, and it was, I thought that was really funny the way you tried to pronounce it the first time. I got a real laugh out of it.
You know. Yeah,
but, mm-hmm. But you know what has occurred to me? Since you people in, or as a community and doing shows and stuff, doing this type of stuff, doing this type of stuff, I think it's really good to call in angels and stuff for protection, because it would help in that sort of, like, I'm just picking up on that. You know, instead it's like you know how your people have a sort of an aversion to Ouija boards, but it's because they don't protect themselves and they set up the field, they have to respect it. And I think it's kind of, we need to respect this also, in that sense that, you know, when you're working with spirit, like, you would attract maybe difficult ones, and we need our guys to sort of clear space and make sure that nothing silly happens. That's what I just had that message to say. Anyway, got it out. Okay.
I think you're dead on. It's that's the problem in this field. Is we, you know, I go along and think that I'm fine. You know, oh, it's just a simple cemetery. I've been here before. You know, no big deal. You have to really remember you're not dealing with ordinary. You know, something ordinary. That what we do in this work when we're out in the field, or in a haunted home, or in our homes, and if we have an active haunt going on, we are not dealing with something normal at all. This is, a part of a different world that we're interacting with, and it's normal in a lot of ways. It is part of the universe, and we may be interacting with other universes, but human beings don't routinely do this. This is not what we're built for, and and yet we've got, we have certain gifts. Some of us can see a little further into this other realm than others at times. I think we all have various capacities in it, but you have to realize there's a tolerance, and there's a balance to be had. And I actually hunted with Barry from Ghost Hunters International over in Clovis Sanitarium. I got a chance to actually work with him, and it was just a great honor, great man. And he, someone asked him about him hunting all the time, and he had a very, very interesting answer. He said, all things in balance. And he was so right. I mean, he said, and they asked him what it meant, and he says, you can do too much of this, and you have to pay your dues when you do this. So, I do the, this once a week, which seems to be the tolerance I have for it. If I try to do it a little more, I can get away with it, but two times a week, I think I can do reliably, and then I have to back off and recharge my batteries, because there's a cost for this. The hunt, the actual field hunting, is same thing, twice a month. I can deal with that, and one of my friends at work is trying to talk me into doing, some martial arts and chi and things like that that can build my tolerance up. And I was going to jump right into it, and then I had a bunch of things happen. I'm going to look at this real hard. I've got some commitments to take care of, but I think I'll do it, but I'm not going to push it beyond what I feel is the limit. And I recommend that highly to anybody else out there that's doing this work. It can really tax you. And if you start noticing you're sick, or and you've heard me, all of you hear me cough. You know, I've had a cough that hasn't gone away. And, I had that H1N1 thing, and it kind of stuck with me. And I've been hunting and not taking good care of myself. And so, it stayed with me now. It's nothing more serious than that. I've already been looked at. There's nothing there. It's just, I've got a bronchial thing going on, but I haven't gotten rid of it. And you need to pay attention to this stuff and acknowledge how you're feeling. We're not all supermen here. And even the, you youngins out there who are in your 18, 20, 30 years old and you think you're immortal, you're not. So, remember that. Anyway, you're right on the money. I mean, with that. And I do think that angels are extremely good to have on your side.
There's two things that occurred to me as you're saying that. Is one, it made me think of Edgar Casey. As gifted as he was, he basically drove himself into the grave. He gave and gave and gave, and he wore himself out. And I've noticed that with myself, too. You know, you have to be in balance. Another thing that came to me is colloidal silver. It's a natural antibiotic. It's just basically silver suspended in water, and you drink it, and it's a real, really good natural. It kills bacteria and stuff. So if you got anything to do with internal, lungs, breathing, cold, anything like that, check into that.
I will. I've got a book on that, and you can actually make your own.
I do make it. It's very simple, actually. I might as well tell you because it's kind of hard to find the correct application. But basically, you get two coins of bullion, 99% silver, a little 12-volt pack that you plug in the wall, put two clips on it, clip a coin on each of those clips, put it in a dish of distilled water, plug it in, leave it, and you get a little laser pen light. When you see the beam of the pen light in the water, it's ready to drink. So freaking simple. Do it. I suggest this to everybody. If this flu thing breaks out, that will help. Okay? There you
go.
Yeah,
that's exactly the technique I've heard of, and I'm going to give it a try because,
It works with me, and it's worked with me and with other people, so that's why I say this. I've used it myself.
It was primarily used before antibiotics, as we know them now. Silver was used by people in the know for many, many years.
You're lucky silver dollar. That's why they kept it on their pocket.
Yeah.
Yep.
And some people, even the silver spoons, which are very hard to find anymore, if you can find a silver spoon, use that because just using a silver spoon to mix drinks and things like that.
Mm-hmm. But it needs to be 99% percentage for it to making the water. You can't have any other alloys in it when you're making the colloidal silver, and it's got to be 99 and plus distilled water. Basically, those three things, and bang, you got it. But it took me a long time to find the right recipe on the YouTube. They have all this crazy stuff, and everybody giving this info. So when I found it, I made it, and I got it. So I thought I'd just pass that on. But, yeah, okay.
But I'll tell you, though, one thing, though. Even with even in this situation, you know, my situation now, tonight what I'm going to do is I am going to finish watching the last part of Ghost Whisperer because I caught up in that series now.
Right.
And I love Melinda Gordon. God, she's hot. Anyway, but she just lost her husband, and she's all freaked out, so I've got to watch this. I've seen this one, so I'm all freaked out. But when that's done, then I'm going to go to bed and get sleep, and I can't recommend it highly enough to paranormal investigators. Get plenty of rest. Especially, you know, I'm 50 years old. I'm not old, but I'm not young. I'm somewhere in the middle, and I've been pushing it, you know, to grow a GRI and do the things I've been doing, and you know, Renee, I mean, was somewhat worried I wasn't getting out. I've been getting my butt kicked by all this. I had to take a break from it all. So when I get taxes done with and all that here in the next couple of weeks, watch out because I'll be back at it. But I'm going to be rested, and it's a good thing to do. And, you know, and even in day-to-day life, all of you out there, just most Americans don't get enough sleep. You know, go to sleep a little earlier. You know, your body will thank you for it. And I think get that 8 to 9 hours, and you'll be surprised at that your body will be thanking you, and then you might have a little more energy for things. So that said, let's see, who we got in the audience tonight? We got Anastasia 1, AR 1 Crazy, Bill Tracer's there, Blue Edge Radio, which is Renee Martin, Kathy's from Distant Echoes. And I wonder what the Distant Echo was that she heard. Did you hear Kathy? Cookie 44, Denise in Florida, who I won't talk about what we were talking about. Dominica Amore, my love, there she is, Gabriel. Guest 6873 and guest 6876 and another guest 6880. Linda with two strange squares by her name. Paul Edward Montador, my good buddy across the pond. Philly Fever, Pontifex, that's you. And Priestley Marie. So we got a full house tonight, and good to have you all here. Some ghost EVDP dude keeps this up late. I'm sorry, Mom. Boy, yes, I'm sorry. But I love that you're here, and just sleep in later. You don't need to go to work. You don't need to be going to school on time. Come on, just get that sleep. And Kathy is an animal. She does all these shows. She did like 40-some-odd shows in the last month, and I was sitting there on the phone going, hi, you're the queen. You are the master. Anyway, oh, my goodness, we got other callers coming in. So I'll tell you what, why don't we do a session here with the Ghost Box? And then I'll record that, and let's see, we'll do an AM band scan. Actually, you know what, I might not be able to do that with the, let's see how good this works. Let me see if we've got, I'm going to turn it into scan and then turn this up. Actually, that's not bad, so I'm going to go ahead and, you got some questions there in mind,
yep.
Michael?
Yep.
Okay, so what we're going to do is standard five count. We'll do two questions, and then I'll move to the our next caller there. The 215, I do see you, so we'll be on to you in just a little while. All right, so here we go. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin.
I'd like to call in St. Germain, and my question to you would be, what actually happened at Avebury?
Next. What's the next question you have?
Okay, do I ask it now?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, and what needs to be done to reactivate it?
Okay, here we go. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and stop that, and let's take that down. All right, it might not be the best we've done, but it's been a while since I've worked with this, so let me see. Got here. Play,
I'd like to call in St. Germain.
Okay, let's see what we got. Okay, now I heard something like text or something, so I'm going to go ahead and amplify this and run that. This isn't standard EVP in, by any sense of the word, but actually, it doesn't look too bad. I won't have to do too much right off the bat. All right, I'm going to take and flip the paper here, and we're going to do 9 seconds to 12. That looks pretty good. And we'll see what we get. I'm hearing a help me something. And I'm going to run some noise removal on this because that needs it badly. So I'm going to take the first 3 seconds and just run a quick removal and see. Yeah. It's saying something like, let me go to me. Let me go to me. And I don't know what that's, but I'm hearing a, it's definitely under the carrier and all that. And so let me take the 12 seconds on through about 16. And let me just do a quick play on that. Okay, there was a female voice there. And I'm going to do noise removal again. And here we go. We're going to play.
Test.
I'm hearing testing.
I'm hearing something else.
What are you hearing now?
Fuck me.
What?
Make love to me, but with one word.
Well, oh, I don't know about that. But,
that's what I heard. I know that's why I started laughing, but I didn't really want to say it.
Okay, well, we'll just leave that one alone. We'll get sexual reference. That would be the, and those of you who are an EVP and who know what it is like in the field, we get plenty of sexual references when we're doing this work. And so, and if you have somebody who claims they don't, they're lying to you. We definitely get this stuff, and it's like, if I played some of the X-rated archive, you guys, your ears would be burning, let me tell you. Let's go ahead and play the last part. Let's go. So you say sexual reference, I'm saying test me, and I'm going to go with the test me for now. Anyway, 16 and a half through 21 seconds. At least, you know what, I know this. You're good to have on because you're honest. You say it like it is.
Well, that's what I'm hearing.
Okay. All right, here we go. 16 and a half to 21 seconds. Let's see what we get on the playback here. All right. I heard definitely on the first two. I'm going to reduce it down to the first two. I'm hearing who loves me. Who or who loves me?
Yeah.
I don't know what you're hearing, but I'm sure.
I don't want to say.
I got a feeling I know what you would say, so we'll just leave that as is. 18 to 20 seconds, we'll play that. Okay, that's not a Class A by any means. That would be a Class B or C. And what I'm hearing is either hurt or heard the people.
Mm-hmm.
And it's pretty clear at the end, the people. That definitely comes out and pops. So let me go to me, test me. You say it's sexually explicit.
Mm-hmm.
Boo, who loves me, or boo loves me, hurt. And I'm thinking it's heard the people. So I don't know what that has to do with your question. I mean,
yeah.
That's the part that's so maddening with this. Let me play your question back, the last part of it.
And I think, Jermaine, and my question to you would be, what actually happened at Avebury?
Well, if that was what I think, if this was a reference to that,
mm-hmm.
at Avery, those religious centers were definitely pagan.
Yeah.
And if they were, and they had a lot of sex magic, if you will, there was a lot of
things that went
on. And then either hurt or heard the people, it might be both. Because there was evidence of, at Stonehenge, of human sacrifice, if I remember right, and different things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So that may not be far from the truth. If you, it's a very liberal interpretation.
Yeah.
But. Let's see what we get on the next part here. Let me go ahead and run some amplification on that last section. And that ran up to about 28 seconds. Let me go ahead and compress that. And then I'll run some noise reduction. Okay. I might be able to get away without it, but let's see. Okay. Actually, I should have jumped. There, I actually went to the wrong section. I already did that. All right, this one definitely needs some... Okay, we're going to compress it. And then it needs definitely... Okay, here goes. Okay, let me try 37 to 40. Okay, here we go. Okay, that was just me. So 40 to about 43, or 38 to about 43. I'm hearing Take Me Home, and I'm going to do another noise reduction on that sample there because that just needs it, just about a background. And what I had was the radio was not running scans. I had to hold the scan down because it was... Come Take Me Home. And that could be a reference to my spirit here who's trying to get the heck out of this place. You know, I mean, no, for sticking around and doing this stuff. So I don't know. Let me just see. One last one. Come take me home. Please help me out. That's pretty clear. Come take me home. Please help me out. Wow.
Yeah.
Three. So I think that's our that might be my local spirit, not your not your. And they are known for doing this. So let's try. I'm going to just kind of go through fairly quickly here. 43 to 49. All right, that's definitely a little more. Take me home. Okay. Take me home. And then. Do you hear that? He wants home.
Mm-hmm.
He wants home, and that's a different voice.
Mm-hmm.
He wants home, and it's kind of a that's nice. That's a nice EVP. I like that one. He wants. Let's try 47 to almost a 50. Put it on repeat. Okay, there's nothing there. That's not any voice at all. So I'll skip that. 50 to 53. Okay, I'm going to jump to the last part of that because there was something there. Help you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a that sounds like either it's almost a female voice there
mm-hmm.
at 51 through 53. And a female says, help, almost help you?
Mm-hmm.
And with a kind of a questioning tone. And then I think the last part is my voice here. No, that's definitely not me. Now, that's interesting. Let me try. That might be a little loud, guys, so let me see if this is going to get too loud. Let me go home. Very clear. 53 through 57. I think I'm going to have to be doing a clearing here tomorrow, guys. Boy. Let me go home. Take me home. Period. Take me home. So this is a... what's the chat room think? Do you guys think that this is a plea for a crossover? Because, I mean, that's my gut feel tells me that this is definitely a spirit that this is the one that followed me over from there and is kind of making my life hell. As much as I love helping them, my God, not in my house. Oh, my God, they're back on the Shinglish thing here. Here we go. 57 through 1 minute. Okay, that's real clear. Please, miss, help me. So what I think we're having, I don't know who Ellie is, Paul. Not sure. Yeah, Dominica, that's what I agree. I mean, it's English. I'm still laughing. I think it's this guy wants to be corrupt. I mean, what do you think, Michael? I mean, what's your take on this so far?
The word Ellie, that has a lot of significance around it. But well, how was it used in Ellie, the name Ellie?
No, I don't know, because I don't know where it came through in here. I'm just going to write the name down.
Somebody wrote in chat room, John, who's Ellie? And I thought that might have been...
Yeah, Paul, but I don't know where it came in, so I'm just going to see if he's just getting that from another perspective.
Yeah.
Let's try 1 through 103. I I don't know what that is, but that sounds, that's modulation, that's a male voice speaking. And I'm hearing something like Ellie, just like the name that was being said. I'm hearing something along those lines, like an Ellie. Mm-hmm. I, you know, it could be audio. That could be our minds trying to force something into it. You know, we could be, so I don't know about that, but I just wrote down unknown, but it sounds like males. Now, let's go with 103 to
Ellie 107. Ellie has something to do with the Celtic type of thing, Tower Hill and stuff. Elohim,
okay.
And Ellie, yeah, that's, it comes from their history. Yeah. Anyway.
Okay, here we go. We're going to do the last part, 103 to 107. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and stop that, and let's take that.
Okay.
That was just, so that's it. Here we go. We'll just read the whole thing. Come take me home. Please help me out. Take me home. Another voice says, he wants home, and that sounds like it's a male, mm-hmm. a new male voice. And I think it's these are voices coming in from, you know, from the other side that are coming through to this earthbound. Female, help you? Question mark. Let me go home. Take me home. Please, miss, help me. And then this unknown set of male voices that, or a male voice that speaks two sentences. I mean, I'm not sure what was said. I have a feeling that we've got a little bit of help there. If it's not angelic, it's definitely going to be whoever on the other side. And then this name Ellie is brought up.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to take this session here.
Mm-hmm.
And again, thank you for coming on there, my
yeah,
friend
thank
Michael.
Thank you very much. Okay.
Yeah. If you want to listen in, I'll just put you on hold.
Sure. No, I'm going to go back on the computer. Okay. Thanks,
okay.
Man. That was really interesting. Okay. Have a great night. Okay. Bye.
Bye. Interesting gentleman, just a great man, and always good to have him on. So let me see. This today is 040110 session. And I'm just writing that down and putting that. I'm going to pop this in as session one. And that's going to be one Michael. And then I'll make sure I can send that back to him. And so we'll save that. And let me pop our caller in on 647. And, oh, I think our caller did leave. Ah, I feel so bad. If that caller wants to call back, pop on in, and we'll continue on. So sorry about that. These things run longer than I wish sometimes. We got 37 minutes remaining in the show. Let's see. Tara Hill, Ireland. Yeah. You like to get around our ranch, huh? Let's see. Ellie is a variant of the name of God spoken in Arabic, Hebrew and Aramaic, or it could be ELE is extinction level event. Oh no, that would not be good. John, how is this ELE is spelled? Paul is saying ELE or ELY. So you guys are hearing. I wish who started the ELE thing, because I need to know that. If I'm going to write that down on the notes here, so I take notes on all these shows and then keep them in the file. If because I don't know where the Ellie came from. Did one of you guys pick that up, you know, psychically, or was that some thing you actually heard in the EVP? And if so, I'll write it down real quick as a side note. So let me see. This is 040110 show. And this is the Michael reading here. I'm writing these all down or I'll forget. Oh, dear God, you have no idea what it's like to try to read my writing. You have no idea. All right, so we've got 10:53, so we're going to be going on for till 11:30, and my caller dropped off. So if someone does want to call in and do another reading here, otherwise I'm just going to go off and do something crazy here. And we will take another little brief break here just so we can all do the potty thing if we have to. Let's see, I've got Ovulus, and I may try an FM session with the – that was interesting. You know, I always love – Paul did. He has EVP brain. So this was Paul saying he saw Eli or felt, saw, heard, or felt. I'm writing that down right now. Felt name. And ELI. And that's also a name for God. In Aramaic or whatever. And I never heard the word Aramaic till I saw the Holy Grail He wrote it's an MMA. He wrote R. Well, that's what it wrote. He wrote R. Nobody carves R into the web, but there it is. R. Okay. It's a male spirit wanting to cross over. Cookie, I agree. I think, I'm not sure it's male. Let me read that. Please help me. You know, that would be, maybe you're right, because what I felt like there was a female here, and then this reading comes along, and it says, please miss, help me. Most of the time, it is men who say, please miss, help me. Women are known to say it, but it's not as often as men would. Men would be more inclined to say something like that. So, you know, I'll go with you on that. And I think that, so I felt like when I came back, I brought more than one with me. Now, when one of the EVPs we got was really interesting. We got a, we got two callers in. So we got Dragontown 61 is in without a hand up, and that might be Paul. And then we got 757 with the hand up. So, but anyway, yeah, I got one that's a female whose voice she said, oh, let's invite him back at the same. Solana just left your show. Oh, I'm sorry, Solana. Okay, so what we're going to go ahead and do is let's go ahead and take the 757 caller because I don't see the, because that other Dragontown does not have the hand up. So let me pop that on there. So waiting for the microphone. 757, you're on the air.
Hey.
Hey, who's this? Is this Kathy?
Yes. I just called
you've
in.
Never...
Huh?
This is your first time on radio ever, isn't it?
Ever.
Ever? Oh, my goodness.
I just called in to say, it's Eli. It's not Ellie.
Oh, Eli. My name is Eli. Oh, okay. So you're Eli. That makes sense. There was a million ways to say it. Tomato, tomato, Ellie, Eli, you know. Tomato, tomato. I mean, we all have ways of saying these things, but it all spells the same damn thing. It's so English. Oh, goodness gracious. So, yes, and Paul is saying his hand is up. I see no hand, Paul, but I'm going to take it that it's an invisible hand. Anyway. But yeah, Kathy, what do you think so far? I mean, aren't these sessions interesting with this shack box? I mean, that's nuts.
Yeah, I love stuff. It.
Yeah, and what's funny is it did the first one, Come Take Me Home, I didn't even have the scanner running and it did it pretty well. So I don't know. Sometimes just having static on is just enough, like what we have with the other unit. Solana is back. She returned from the netherworld to which she left, and she has come back. Everyone, say hi, Solana, in the chat room, please. Let's all give Solana a big hand for showing back up. She looks, she has her little wide-eyed icon on. Can everybody say hi, Solana? We want to just do that. I've always wanted to just command like large groups of people to descend on one person and say hi and see what they do. Hi, Solana. Says Kathy's typing. Everybody say they love Solana.
Dominica said something that's right interesting. Said, what if we all sit there just for about, you know, 15 seconds or whatever and thought of you know, a couple of words like, I think she said, love me, and then start recording after that or while you know, we're all thinking it and see if it comes up.
Well, I'll tell you what, that's a pretty good test for a quantum, like a quantum effect.
Yeah.
I'm all for that. Why don't we try it? We're coming up on 10:58. Why don't we go ahead and do it? And I'm going to just do 5 seconds, and then I'll let me think how we're going to pull this off.
I'm going to hang up.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Thank you. See ya. What we'll do is we're going to go ahead and do a 5 count. We're going to ask everybody to think of whatever it was Kathy was saying about, actually, one of you needs to type that. I think it's, let me look for Dominica. What was it we were going to, what do you want to see us talk about on this? Since this is your experiment and I'm going along with this. So Dominica, put in what you want me to call out here and everybody else to call out. And I'll watch for that in the chat room here. And, love me. Okay, so what we'll do is we'll all think of the words love me, and let's see if we can get that to come through on my recorder here. So I'm going to do 5, 4. Actually, I'm going to turn on the radio first. Okay, I'm just going to leave it without scanning. That's right, Cookie, you caught me. I remembered that just before. Okay, here we go. No scanning. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Love me. Okay, I've got it, and we did about 31 seconds there. So what I did is I'm going to just run a real quick compression to see what we get. And we got a nice signal there. I'm going to go ahead, and there was some modulation in here, but that, again, this is just a fun little diversion, something we've never tried before. So I'm going to run a noise removal on this whole bloody thing and see what we get. And love me. Maybe next time we'll do love me tender. Okay, here we go. Love me tender, love me sweet. All right, never let me go. All right, let me try at 4 seconds in, and we'll do 4 seconds to 8 seconds. Here we go. What that is saying is love is good to me. Okay, page 2 here, and this is the love session, is what we're going to call this one, love session. A love boat. Da, 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 da. Captain Steubing here on the EVP show. Doc Gopher. Okay, so 4 to 8 seconds. Remember the love boat? That was always so sweet. They always had such a nice... You just had the gooey sweet love story, and there was always a little crisis, and then, you know, the crew could do some little thing to fix everything up, you know, and Captain Steubing was so, he was always such a gentleman, you know. It's not like the real cruises where you go out on, you know, on Carnival Cruise Lines, and everybody's trying to hook up and have a great time many other ways. Let's see, 4 to 8 seconds, so let me play that one more time. I'm hearing love is good to me. Good to me. Okay, let's take 8 seconds to 12. So I think, Dominica, your little experiment is turning out to be a pretty good one. We actually influenced an EVP directly. I'm hearing GRI being referenced directly. Now, what I'm hearing is, I'm not sure if it's a threat or a observation that... we do get both. Come to get GRI. Okay. I'll sleep better tonight knowing this. Let's see, 11 seconds. Actually, we did, I'll just shy of 12 seconds to 15. Actually, 12 to almost 15 and a half. Here we go. Yeah. is a reference to Kathy. 12 seconds to 15 and a half. And this is a, Kathy, this is for you. It's saying, tell Kathy to get to Jesus. I'm not kidding. And I know you're not exactly the church going type, but I'm beginning to think we got like an angelic type presence here. This seems to be their forte, is these dose boxes. I've gotten more angelic references on these than ever on anything else. So 15 and a half to 19 and a half. Yeah, I don't know. I find peace at GRI. I wish I found peace at GRI. It's a lot of work doing GRI. Jesus didn't go to church either. Yeah, he just tore the churches all to hell. If anybody was the ultimate Christian, you know, before there was one, he went in there and grabbed the church and all the money changers and all that, and he went and kicked their butts. He wasn't popular with anybody. And then they nailed him to a cross, you know. Not good, no. Okay, so 15 and a half to 19 and a half seconds. That would make sense that the Jesus references would be coming in on Easter weekend. Okay, here we go. Let me see what this thing says. Okay, I'm hearing, I heard please. Going on to leave you, please. Going on to leave you, or you. Okay, so it's like they're going to be leaving here shortly, is what I think they're saying to me. And about 19 and a half to 23. Okay, that was pretty clear. He's going to talk with GRI. So he's going to talk with GRI. So he's talking to me. 23 to 26 and a half. Going to leave us, and we're almost at the end here, so a couple more sets here, 27 to 29. Dada? Okay, that's a little weird for me. Let me try the little bigger expansion on that. I can't tell on that. I can't tell on that at all. Yeah, the show does go fast, doesn't it? It's 20 minutes out, so we got plenty of time, guys. Dada was the song you were singing. Oh, I'm being joked with then. That's cool. So let me say this. This is the, I'm going to call it the angel. There's nobody to send this to. This is just the angel, session two angel chat, I'm going to call it that. Angel chat. I like this. Angel chat. All right, save that off. God, I'm going to have a hell of a collection. When I finally get old and I finally cork and leave this planet, I'm going to have a load of EVPs. What am I going to do on the other side? Am I going to, like, go around trying to make EVPs for people? I mean, you know, that'd be kind of cool. You know, I mean, a ghost hunter I was, now I'm going to be a hunter of the living. Anyway, let's see what we got in the chat. Let me see if anybody's calling in. Nope, it's just going to be all the regulars on. And let me see, I've got that. I'm going to save that off, fire off a new session here. We got 20 minutes. I'm going to give everybody a little break, and then I'm going to grab me some water here. So why don't we do a, let me see. Let me see what I got here that we can play that's, you know, we'll play a little Enigma bumper here. So we'll be back here in about a minute or two.
Coming to you live from the Haunted Studios here in Shingle Springs, California, you're listening to Ghost Rider Paranormal Radio.
And, you know, I promised I'd play a few EVPs, and, you know, I'm once again, we do so much of this work live on air, sometimes I forget about going back to the big pile. I have got a huge, huge collection of EVPs, and Dances with Angel is saying she's getting ready to go to bed. So good night. Everybody say tell Dance with the Angels, or excuse me, woo, a little burpee. Dance with an Angel. Everybody say goodbye to our dear friend Dance with an Angel. And Renee, I'm going to give, and my other friend Renee, I'm going to give a call after the show. But, yeah, I'm going to play a few EVPs. I do have some here already loaded in the show. This is an attack sequence that we picked up. Renee, you know, Martine, over at Blue Edge Radio, was actually part of this attack. She was actually with our friend in Stockton when he was assaulted. And I actually... The unique thing of this EVP is not so much that it happened, per se. It's that I actually heard a man yelling to my left with Michelle, our other investigator, in front of me. We were about 40 feet away. I heard the man yell to my left. 10 seconds later, we hear this attack going. Now, I've played this once before, I think, and some of you may have heard this before, but I think it's worth repeating and you know, to show that... that clairaudience does happen in the field, and sometimes it comes at a terrifying price. And we were pretty freaked out at this, and the investigation, you know, ended within 15 minutes. We were out of there, and it freaked everybody out. But I'm going to go ahead and play this and see what you guys think. Here we go.
Something about falling over there. Mm-hmm.
What was that?
What?
Did you hear that?
No.
Some voice said something. A male voice just said something to my left.
It's a
ghoul. It said something. Is it going?
Yes, we're going.
It was a male voice. I swear I heard it.
Oh, Christ. Here.
Oh, my God. What?
You okay?
Get down. Let's go.
I just got pushed backwards from there.
Pushed backwards. That's so
light.
Right. Okay, what you heard was basically we were in the fifth floor of this building and descending down to the fourth floor. Now, the fifth floor was had an apartment up there that had burned what they think some many years ago, an arson, and a man died up there. And so this was all rebuilt, and there we were going through the area right next to where the elevator was at, and I heard this man's voice. This has happened to me more times than I can count. And I've got a fair number of recordings where my clairaudience is actually caught on tape. And then, events happen, and this is yet another. And what was so unique about this is, and Renee can actually, I think, maybe attest to this, she was right there with Dan when he got hit. And I think, she immediately reacted. And you heard her going, oh, my God. Well, she was joking at me about Zool. Well, I think the Zool comment got the whole thing going because, but what was funny is if when you actually analyze this this tape, what we get is this spirit not being angry so much as he was begging us for help. And the EVPs, when you do the breakdown, is this spirit wanted to be crossed over. And those ladies did a heck of a job because 2 weeks later we were back and we actually did a clearing in there. The ladies did it. I, as team leads, the men, whenever the men got in there, we got treated like, hell. I walked out with a horrible headache that first time, and of course Dan got hit, and so it was a heck of a thing, and so the ladies went in and the second time and they cleared it and they did a marvelous job, and just it just was just something that I really felt good about, that we did something right there and helped that poor spirit out. He'd been up there for God knows how long. And now it was clear when we went back up on the second investigation, it just after they did that, absolutely clean. I didn't feel a thing. No third eye kicking on, no headaches, no nothing. And Dan felt the same way. Pontifex is saying get a good or bad smells or ectoplasm. I've had smells. That's very common. I had smells aboard the USS Hornet of the old chloroseptic smell. When I did some play acting, I played like I was a doctor in sick bay, and I asked for supplies to treat a sick sailor. And sure enough, within 30 seconds, the whole room was feeling, or was smelling this smell. We all, and I caught it on tape. I recommend that highly in your investigation work. Do play acting that is relevant to the place you're in, and play like you are needing something, and proceed from need. Need seems to be a big thing with this. So it really seems to bring out the activity. And if you believe it with your heart and you put it out there and you're asking for help, these phenomena will happen. So you need to be convincing. And, aboard the Hornet, it was just stunning because when I looked at the docent when we had that smell, it was just amazing to me that we would get such a pronounced reaction and we could all smell that. And it lasted a good 15 to 30 seconds somewhere in there and it just dissipated as quickly as it came. And I've been aboard that ship 3 times and never smelled that before. So it's a very old-fashioned antiseptic type liquid that was used. And we've all, all of us who've been around the planet a few years longer than most have smelled that before, but you don't smell that anymore in doctor's offices. It's hardly ever used anymore, and I'm not even sure if it's made anymore, but I recognize the smell very much so. And Dominica gets very soft, like perfume or fabric softeners. Yeah, a lot of, the ghosts from 17th, 18th, 19th centuries that come through will have those kinds of smells. The very soft smells, the women, and the men are going to be a little more, rank, but, but it is mercurochrome. That seems to have it's such a unique smell, and you used to smell it in all the doctor's offices. You had it was kind of a greenish colored liquid, if I remember right. My grandfather's practice, I think he used it. So these are the kinds of things we get into. Let me see. Here's another one. I think it's Who Saw Me, and I think this is pretty clear. The spirit is saying, Who Saw Me? Here we go. And so that, just on the basis, this was all the pre-investigation stuff. We hadn't really done the formal investigation, and in a matter of 2 hours, we collected enough evidence and that even before, I'm going to be going out there to give him his report, of this. I've been distracted from getting to him, but we're going to be going out there, and I'm going to try to lasso Renee into coming with me. And I'm thinking of who I'm going to bring with me. But I'm going to try to lasso Renee into coming with me so we can present this together to Dan. And, yeah, my preliminary assessment is the building's haunted as hell, you know, on the basis of that. But, I mean, you know, listen to this. Who saw me? Isn't this interesting? Yeah, and here's another one. They're going to. Here we go. And I heard a little something different there, and we did get a little bit of cussing there, and I think that was some cussing. But, you know, the bottom line is, and it's funny, when you load these up on Blog Talk, sometimes it brings out more when you play it back through Blog Talk system for whatever reason. Let me try this one. Here's another one. I'm Murray.
You already gave us
a... Everybody, make sure that they hold on to...
And that actually could be also Marie. Let me try that again.
You already gave us a...
Everybody, make sure that they hold on to...
Marie. That sounds more like Marie to me, guys. And the final one here, the shadow. Yeah, you can hear it. I'm the shadow. I'm the shadow. And so that car, we were walking, and that came in the background. So this building, once I get the final approval to go ahead and reveal it, I'll reveal the site. It had never been investigated before, and we were just stunned at the amount of activity. And there was one room where both times I went into that room over the course of two investigations, I became extremely ill and dizzy in there. And it was not the not anything I could put my finger on, but what we did find is there's an enormous field of EMF activity outside, and we think that's the power source for a lot of this. So this building is definitely getting exposed to a lot of radiant energy, especially along the southern face. It seems that there was the most coming in. We could walk outside with the K2s, and they would just light up like Christmas trees. And going inside, it was less, but it seemed like this one room just had the most. And I had camera malfunctions, battery drains, you name it, it happened on the first investigation. The second one was nowhere near as active, but we did get EVPs, including one that said, this place is holy. So definitely some neat things when you get out there and do some field hunting. Let's see, what do we got going on? Yeah, you guys agree. That it says Marie. Let me play that one more time. Let me see. Let's see if I can find it. Yeah, here it is.
You already gave us a...
Everybody, make sure that they hold on to...
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I'm hearing Marie. It does sound like a woman. At first, I thought it was Murray. But the more I hear it, I'm convinced it's Murray. And you have to... You know, it's funny, is listening to evidence right after you get it. It's, you know, I've said this before, and I'll say it again, is that there's a certain fixed time... when you get EVPs, you need to sit back and just wait, because what I think is the process by which they're formed is not immediate. They're not. It's not like you laid down a track and that you've got everything instantly. You need to, you know, take a little time and let them kind of fix in, and that could be a week to a month, and then go back and listen. And for whatever reason, it seems like that amount of extra time seems to lock it in, and you get a much better recording. I don't know why. I don't understand it. It doesn't make sense to me. Well, the scientist in me rebels at this, but it seems to be what it is. So as I, you know, we've been out a little over a month and a half now, and I'm hearing details I hadn't heard before in these things. So just something to think about. Now, we've got about 5 minutes left in the show. That's why I took a little time just to have some fun with playing some of the evidence. And I think what I'm going to do is tomorrow night, if things look good, if I feel up to it, I'll put together some of my best EVPs and things we've gotten in the field, and maybe some stuff from the shows. What do you guys think? And we'll play some of those and reminisce and talk about cases and things that we've been on. If you guys have some of your own EVPs too, you know, shoot them to me. You know, either send me a URL where I can download your stuff, or you know, shoot me a copy in my private email, p PM me if you want to send me, you know, get my email address and I'll send it to you. But anyway, let's go here. We've got American Heroes Radio is with us. Good to see you, American Heroes. By God, God bless America. Let's see, Bill M. Tracer's with us, Blue Edge Radio, and I'm going to call, Renee, I'm going to call right after the show, so you know, stay awake, and I'll find your number. And let's see, Kathy, I love you, darling. You're just a sweetheart. And I promise I'll be around. I'm too tired to go out hunting anymore for the next few days. I'm just going to get some sleep and relax. And I got to watch Ghost Hunters tonight. Or not Ghost Hunters, but Ghost Whisperer. They killed the poor husband. Damn those guys. But he comes back. Cookie 44, good to see you. Now you're making me hungry. Denise in Florida, I love you, darling. And we won't talk about all those things you were talking about. No more than that. No. Dominican Amore, hello, my darling. I love you. And Gabriel, good to see you. And, I forgot to mention... Judith is out there, so I see the number there, Miss Blue Edge Radio. I got that. Good. Okay, let's see. We got Karen's Dream, and Karen, I got to call you too. I've been thinking about you. There's been stuff going on out there. I get this feeling I need to call you about. Are you on some case or something? Something's happening with you, Lydia, with the two squares. It's like a pair of eyeglasses. Okay, those are cool. And you're out in Canada, I see. Okay, good to see you. Paul Ledwood Montador, United Kingdom. I see you. You're in the United Kingdom. Are you a king? King Paul Edward. He's a king. Philly Fever, good to see you. And let's see, Pontifex. Hey, thanks for coming on, you know, Michael. That was really cool. And you're a great interview, and I should just do a whole show about you and your experiences. And really serious, we should do that. Priestley Marie, she's out there. She listens in, and she's just a neat lady, and I hope we do some more readings with her because she gets some good stuff when we get ghosts like the doctor. Solana, everybody say hi to Solana with the super cool UFO thingy next to her icon. And it's good to see her. And Tanya Colo, are you in Colorado? Okay, so we're going to take that. So we got 3 minutes remaining. And again, let me see what's going on here. Let's see what the chat room's doing. Giant killer bunny sir. Perhaps if we put a badger, we fire a badger in. When's the next show? Dominica, I'll tell you what. I've been saying it. I'll chew up the last couple of minutes here. I think what I'll do is I'll schedule a show for tomorrow night, and we'll do an EVP spooktacular of all my I'll pull some of the best cases and kind of just raid the kitchen cupboard of all the good EVPs I've gotten. And we'll pull it out and talk a little bit about some of them. Again, send your stuff in to me that you guys have. I'm hinting big time. This is your chance to shine, and I'll play. It's not always about me. If you've got some great EVPs, man, I will play them. So send them in to me. So roughly about 8 o'clock, it could be anywhere from 8 to 9 o'clock Pacific time tomorrow. So I'll find an open slot. Just depends on what's open. So I'll post that out there. So anyway, with that, we got 1 minute remaining. Let's see, actually, a little bit, almost 2 minutes here. Plenty of time. Paul's been sitting on the mountain of gold the whole time. You guys are something. And I've got, and the chat room is starting to get weird here. I'm getting icons now all over people's faces. It's strange. Okay, so you should take your show to Paranormal TV Network. You can do video and audio there. Awesome website. Well, you know, I built an audience on Blog Talk. I would actually do a simulcast if I was to do anything. That would be probably doable. But I really like it here at Blog Talk. It's just so easy, and I've got the show geared all around, all that. But, I'll take a look at it. I'm open to anything. So, hey, good show. Love you guys to death. We got 1 minute remaining. So a big prayer to everybody. And think about what you can do tomorrow to make somebody's day. That's the big challenge. You know, try to think of somebody you care about really deeply and try to make their day. Now, that's something. We deal with the dead all the time. Think about the living. Let's do something tomorrow and help the living. Somebody living with something that they need and only you can do to help them. And I think that's going to be the big goal tomorrow. So anyway, we'll do the EVP show tomorrow. This is Ghost Rider Paranormal Radio. We're going to sign off and bid everybody a great Thursday night here. And here we go, a little Da Vinci bumper. Good night, everybody.
You are listening to Ghost Rider Paranormal Radio, coming to you from the studios in Shingle Springs, California, live on blogtalkradio.com.
Still not Judith, I see.
So we still have, I'm going to just run into archive here a little bit, and then this will pop on and see if Judith is actually listening in here. Hopefully she's there. Judith, are you there? Hello? I don't know. Judith? Anastasia? One of you guys is there. Anyway, I'm going to leave that on and just see if they pop on. Interesting show tonight, and, we've got people signing off. Isn't it interesting, I'll just do a summary. Isn't it interesting the things that happen with these nightly EVP things? And what happened to me, in summary, the things that happened to me by going out in the field unprepared and bringing harm spirits that really don't need to be here with me. And when I did the work to clear the property here, and then some of these readings were just amazing, especially the Michael reading where we got the spirit saying, come take me home. Please help me out. Take me home. He wants home. And we caught a conversation. Female, help you. Let me go. Take me home. So what I'm going to do as part of the effort tomorrow is to actually go clear the spirit and try to help them out. And I'll do a little reading during the day when I get some time and record it and see if we can help them cross. And tonight, I've got the EVP recorder ready, too, so we'll just do some EVP and see if we can do some EVP of these voices I've been hearing calling out. And let's see if we can do yet another recording of me catching my clairaudience at work, which would be awesome evidence, wouldn't it? So anyway, this is Ghost Rider Paranormal Radio. We're going to sign off, and looks like we still got a little bit of music here. I'll just play one final thing. But God bless everybody for listening on the archive show, and thank you for popping in. And we will sign off. This is Ghost Rider Paranormal Radio, and we will sign off with a little longer. Let me see if I can find something. We'll do a one-minute Da Vinci sign-off. So God bless everybody. And we'll see you tomorrow.
Listening to Ghost Rider Paranormal Radio, coming to you from the Haunted Studios here in Shingle Springs, California, live on blogtalkradio.com.